It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince, reporting for duty for Tuesday, October the 12th, 2021.
You said duty.
What was that thing you mentioned yesterday about how it was a mom confession? The mom said she can't go to high school football games anymore because people will yell, good D, good D. Yeah. And she starts...
Great D.
She starts snickering to herself.
Good D.
Give him that D, baby.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
We were talking yesterday about how you went to the Halloween store.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm learning more and more as time goes on, because I was not with Rochelle. If you missed this discussion yesterday, you saw the kids this weekend, and I went to see my parents.
Mm-hmm.
So we were apart for a day, and you took the kids to the Halloween store to pick up Lola's costume. Grayson already has his. He's a Pokeball.
Right.
And she decided on the She-Wolf costume.
Yes.
Although we went with the youth version, not the sexy She-Wolf.
We've got the more
if you remember.
Not the sassy wolf.
But I learned that there was more to the story than that.
Mm-hmm.
You were apparently assaulted by an angry clown. Is this true?
I wouldn't say assaulted. I don't think that's the way I would phrase that. But I do have a huge fear of clowns.
Vinny, you remember last Halloween when we had the guy from the Field of Screams?
How could I forget?
Yeah, I threatened to punch him in the face if he came anywhere near me.
We had to talk to the guy that comes with the guy dressed like the clown and say, listen, it's not funny.
It's not funny.
Rochelle might actually, because you have violent reactions when you're scared.
Yes.
You just don't think about what you're doing. You just kick and punch.
Swing.
And I was like, I don't want us to get sued.
Right.
So please, it won't be funny. Don't have the clown scare her.
No. So I walk into the Halloween store and there's everyone who works there is dressed up. Well, there's a guy right at the door dressed up like a scary clown. Not the nice looking clown. Even those I don't like. But this is like a killer clown. And he's at the door and he's like, hello. And I'm like, nope, I'm good. I'm leaving. I'm walking away. And so then, knowing that I was terrified...
He, of course, wants to antagonize you.
Right. He proceeded to follow us throughout the store, popping out random corners. And, of course, Lola, our 10-year-old, is laughing. Grayson, who's only 5, so sweet, just defends, stay away from my mom! Like, screaming at
him. I wish
you'd
do that to your ex.
Me too.
Leave her alone.
But he did. He followed me throughout the store. Then we get in line to pay. And, of course, his line opens up.
Of course.
Wait a minute.
So the clown works there?
Yeah. Everyone,
he's a cashier?
Yes. Everyone who works there is dressed up in a costume. That's what they
How
do.
How fun.
How festive. So anyway, I let the lady behind me go, and I wait, and I go to the next guy, and the clown sees that I do this and proceeds to then follow us outside to the car, you know, saying, Happy Halloween! I'm like, this is not funny! This is not okay. It was the middle of the day, so it was a little better, but still, like, not okay.
I had that same issue at a Bath and Body store.
I'm sure you did.
Different kind of clown.
I can't even imagine you. You know how when you're a kid and you run into a teacher at the mall or something, it's like an out-of-body experience to see these people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about the thought of Vince walking around.
Bath and Body Works.
Sniffing
candles.
Or Yankee Candle Company. Like, I can't see it. I can't picture you in one of those places.
I can. I can see. He's the guy who holds all of his girlfriend's bags, and he's sniffing right along with her. Right? Am I right?
Oh, yeah. I'm washing my hands and trying all the soaps.
Oh, yeah. He's the annoying guy that's, you know, not using the test me one, but using the one next to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The lotioning up his hands. And
do not use, please.
Remember, he used to use my lotion all the time.
Yeah,
he
used to steal your lotion
it.
All the time.
Yeah, where's that at? I want some.
what was the store we went to? I think it was a candle store we took the kids to. And Grayson ended up getting his own personal demonstration of the soap ball.
Yeah, that was at a Lush.
Oh, that's right.
The Lush, like the luxury, you know, foofy place.
He had like 4 attendants all.
They were. They
like,
were
clearly he's not buying nothing. So I don't know why they were giving him so much attention.
Because he's cute.
He is very cute. All right, we got a lot to do this morning. Oh, by the way, can I just mention one more Grayson thing before we get started?
Sure.
He sent a text message because he used your phone to one of our old bosses.
Uh-huh.
And you really don't speak to this particular person.
Mm-mm. No.
And this person is a little crusty, I would say.
Crusty.
Vinny, you know who we're talking about, right?
I think so.
An accidental text message. It was like a meme or a little video.
It was a TikTok video.
Oh, it was a TikTok video.
It was a best friend, I miss you TikTok video with the Legos crawling back and forth to each other, trying to connect to each other.
You got the audio of that?
I absolutely have. It was the worst video that could ever be sent to this person ever. So embarrassing.
I don't even know why you had him in your phone, because it's not somebody you really even text, you know? It was like one of the big boss people.
I miss you. I miss you really much.
Now, that's enough of that. Now, you sent a note and said, I'm so sorry, my son got a hold of my phone.
Yes, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. My five-year-old had my phone and thought he was texting Robbie. I'm so sorry.
No reply.
Nothing.
No reply.
Nothing.
Exciting weekend for Grayson. Huh?
Yes.
Okay, on the way this morning, he said.
She said.
Well, that's so great. We'll do that at 7:50, 729:20, hashtag mom. Oh, and I think we have a special edition of the food file.
Oh.
I have to give credit where credit is due. You had a brilliant idea. We were driving after dark the other day. Or maybe this was in the morning yesterday because it was still dark.
Yeah, I think it was the morning.
We drive by a house, and these are the people that have got the lights on at night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they had a strip of orange lights,
mm-hmm.
but then they had a strip of green lights, and the green lights were clearly Christmas lights.
Absolutely.
Now, they did take the time to get the orange lights, which I guess is supposed to be orange, green, a pumpkin for fall or for Halloween or whatever. Mm-hmm. But Rochelle says this. She says, you know what you do is you go put your Christmas decorations up now and you just don't flick the switch and turn the lights on because it's warm enough now, you know, that it won't be bad. You get a nice sunny Saturday afternoon, put them up and then just leave them there until so then you don't have to go out, you know, the day after Thanksgiving when it's going to be 10 degrees and put your lights up. That's a brilliant idea. I don't know why more people haven't thought of this.
Well, thank you.
Or you just get the lights that, like, do multiple colors, you know, that you can change the colors on the lights, maybe.
So they're seasonal lights?
Sure. Yeah. You do the red, white, and blue. You do the orange for Halloween.
That's a good idea. That's a really great idea.
Yeah, but you string them up in nice weather and you leave them up.
And they got to leave them up. If you don't want to do the different seasonal ones, you leave them up until Easter and then you just take them down then.
Well, what are you going to, you're going to leave the lights on? Oh, I see. So when the weather turns again.
Right. So you just leave them off then until Easter, then you put them back up.
You should be on Shark Tank or something. These are some next level ideas.
You think so?
Yeah. You should go pitch this to Mark Cuban.
I don't know that I would call that a next level idea, but maybe just common sense. I don't know.
You want to invest in my company? Here's what I do. I come to your house in warm weather. I hang your lights up and I leave. That's what I do. And I come back and get them 6 months later.
I don't know that they would buy that.
All right. Thank you for sending these into us. Our page at 1071theboss.com. You also go to our Facebook, any of the socials or at 1071theboss. You can send a direct message to our personal Robbie and Rochelle page because we like to share fun events for the family. Little night out for you and your boo.
Mm-hmm.
See what I did there? Because it's Halloween season.
I see. Very clever.
More importantly, sometimes there are charity events, people trying to make a difference. Yeah. So here's a couple things on the old Boss CBB, Asbury Park's Ghosts and Legends Tour at the infamously haunted Berkeley Hotel. It's one of the oldest buildings in all of Asbury Park and all of New Jersey. They say it's filled with ghosts and ghouls. Ooh. Now, a ghoul would be a mean-spirited ghost, right?
I guess.
Because I think a ghost is a ghost, but then a ghoul means it's a spirit with malintention.
Well, I don't like that.
I was staying at the Berkeley for one weekend. Each year they open up different parts of the hotel for fans to journey in, and the tours happen nightly. You know they probably have people who work at the hotel that just get a kick out of scaring the crap out of people, right?
Of course, but no, I'm
hey,
good.
Let's paint Bill Green, have him stand in the closet, jump. Ooh.
I'm out.
Coming the monster mash through the closet. For info and to purchase tickets, it's thehauntingasbury.com. Witchcraft's a one-of-a-kind Halloween lifestyle extravaganza happening at Paradise Lakes in Hamilton. Over 60 local partners serving up savory stews and seasonal brews. Yes, stroll along an enchanted path through the campgrounds while sampling all the magical liquid being poured.
Exactly the way I would have worded that if I were you.
Witchcraft 2021. Just search them on eventbrite.com for tickets and information. And the 8th annual New York City Hot Sauce Expo is this weekend at the Brooklyn Expo Center. You feel like taking a ride to Brooklyn from 10 to 6 on Saturday. It's the hottest cocktail party in the world, featuring the best hot sauce companies, specialty cocktails, craft beers, and more. New York City Hot Sauce Expo on Facebook if you're looking for more information on that. So you got hot sauce and beverages? Is that how that works?
I guess. Or they're making like Bloody Marys with the hot sauce, maybe.
Oh, that would make sense.
Yeah. I thought I really liked hot sauce. And you remember a few months ago, I tried that Carolina hot pepper?
Yeah.
And that was like, I was like, oh, this isn't so bad. And then I swallowed it and I wanted to die for a good hour after that.
I'll tell you one of these three items, that one sounds the scariest to me because I use Prilosec every day. That sounds terrifying.
That one will haunt you for years.
Hot Sauce Expo. A couple things we thought you needed to know this morning. From time to time, this will happen. We get a number of stories trending. They all have to do with food, drink, beverages, edibles. So it's time for the world-famous Robbie and Rochelle Food File. Excellent. It's Food File. Things trending about food. You want to hear some of these?
Yeah. I love food
yeah.
and drink. And
What's not to like?
You know, all the above.
Currently, the internet is in a tailspin after the Hellman's Twitter account, you know, the mayonnaise people, suggest putting mayonnaise in your coffee.
Ew, no.
They claim it is not a gag. If you have a sophisticated enough palate, the account says, can be a delicious combination. Would you try that?
No. Mm-mm. I like mayonnaise, and I like coffee, and I've heard of, like, that fat bomb coffee, that keto.
Oh, I don't know what that is. What's that?
It's, if you're in a keto diet, they do a fat bomb coffee, and it's got something along the lines of that. But mayonnaise?
I don't want to eat anything that has the word fat in it, okay? I don't know that I want to. I don't know that I want to ingest anything.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, none of, if it has the word poison or fat in it, I don't know that I want to ingest. I don't even put cream in my coffee, so
no,
I can't imagine
don't.
Putting mayonnaise.
No.
Well, here you go. Just in time for Halloween, there's a meat market, a specialty meat market in Madison, Wisconsin that's created what they call bratwurst candy corn.
Ew, what?
So they were able to use a little candy corn and a little bratwurst and create a new food concoction just in time for Halloween.
So is this like a bratwurst with candy corn in it?
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah, it's a mishmash bratwurst candy corn.
Listen, I'm going to be honest. I don't like
fun with the blender, everybody.
Yeah, I don't like bratwurst or candy corn, so that sounds awful.
Does anybody like candy corn?
I mean, there are people who love candy corn. That's one of those things like pumpkin spice. You either love it or you hate it.
I feel like there's a much bigger market, a much bigger niche for pumpkin spice than there is for candy corn.
Candy corn tastes like wax.
Listen, if you have a family candy corn business, I don't understand how it is you're staying in operation. I don't get it. Baffles me. All right, let's turn that frown upside down. If the thought of candy corn makes you, ooh. Uh-huh. DiGiorno has announced they're introducing a macaroni and cheese pizza next spring.
Oh, okay.
Pizza will come with creamy, cheesy macaroni and cheese inspired by Stouffer's on top of your slice of pie.
I mean, there's nothing bad there. Pizza, good. Mac and cheese, good.
If you ever needed a sign that God loves you...
mac and cheese pizza.
It's mac and cheese pizza. It ain't delivery, it's DiGiorno. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
That sounds really good.
And listen, if we can get a free DiGiorno mac and cheese pizza, I will keep talking about this every damn day, okay? Holy Moses. Oh, hang on. I'm told we have an audio clip of one of the employees at that specialty grocery store made to candy corn bratwurst.
I tried the beer first. You know, what could go well with this? And then for some reason, candy corn just jumped in my head.
Definitely hesitant at first. You know, I didn't know how well that'd go over. I don't really like candy corn. So, you know, 4 pieces max for me, and then I'm done with it. So, you know, I was a little hesitant at first.
Who I don't really like it, but I had 4 pieces before I decided to stop.
I was going to say, like, who says, I don't really like it, but I ate 4 pieces? If you don't like it, you don't eat it.
Yeah.
But did they say they tried the beer first? Is there beer in it as well? Because that could make the whole thing a little better.
It doesn't say that. My guess is that they make some sort of specialty drink, okay. And then you go, you know what would pair well with this?
Beer.
And, well, pair well with the beer I meant.
Oh, I gotcha.
And McDonald's is giving teachers free breakfast all this week. They did this with first responders, healthcare workers early last year. Any educator with a valid ID can get a free breakfast meal this week, including the Ed McMuffin, bacon, egg, and cheese, hash browns, and a drink.
Do you get an ID when you're a teacher?
I don't know.
You get like a teacher ID?
I'm sure, I would think so, yeah. They probably need to have a little badge to verify who they are to go in and out of the building, right?
Is it like an official like driver's license ID, or is this like something I can, you know, like make on the computer? Like, what is this? No?
You know, you're the kind of person that ruins fun for everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Seriously, do you get, I guess, is it like a student ID?
You're on a field trip and one kid acts up and then we all got to get back on the bus and go back to the classroom. That's the kid that you are. Okay?
Yeah.
Food file, excellent. It's a food file.
Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. I got to say, I had some stress when I was visiting my parents this past weekend because we went to church, and I went to the church that I grew up in. No, I grew up Catholic, and we get married in that church, and I got my confirmation in that church. I don't know why you're laughing at this.
Because I'm just... Was the stress because you were walking into a church and you're so, like, sin-filled that you're like, oh, God. Oh, God.
Lisa,
oh,
Jesus.
A lot to make it up to do here.
No.
I'll do 25 Hail Marys.
Yeah, that's where the expression the Hail Mary pass comes from, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's not what I mean. It was stressful. Let me just give you the whole backstory, okay?
Okay.
We had a pastor that was there for a while, and he did our wedding, okay? Now, he is retired now, so they brought in a new priest. Now, I had not visited my parents' house for a long time because of COVID, and then we met up with them. We flew out to New York to see them. So anyway, I hadn't been back to this church where I went as a kid and where my parents still go for quite some time. So anyway, there's a new guy. My mother said, I don't think you're going to like this guy. I said, why is that? She's like, we don't care for him very much.
Oh, boy.
I said, well, so what's the deal with the guy? He's very loud. I don't think you're going to like him. That's all my mother said.
Yeah.
So time comes. She said, you're going to come to Mass with us? I said, yeah, I'll come. So I put on my coat and we go. And by the way, let me just do a little sidebar here. I wore a mask. Now, I'm fully vaccinated, so where there's places where they don't require it anyway, I haven't been wearing a mask.
Okay.
Now, they have the sign that says, look, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask in the church. I put it on anyway. And I'll tell you why, because that is one of those places where even 10 years ago, I was always grossed out.
Wanted to wear the mask.
Yeah, I mean, if you've ever been to church, you've been a Catholic church, you know, you got to shake hands with everybody. Uh-huh. And there's always these old people and they've got tissues and it's disgusting.
Wow.
You know, the whole peace be with you. I'll give you the peace sign like I'm John Lennon. I don't need to touch you, shake hands. Some of these people kiss and hug each other. Do you know this person? So I got my mask on, glove, like the whole deal.
Wow.
I hazmat suited up. Okay. But anyway, we get there and this guy, he was loud,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't have a great voice, and that would be fine, because you don't have to have a big booming voice, I guess, but he just wasn't a great speaker, and he was kind of, what do you think, I'm stupid? Like, he talked like that.
He said that?
Yeah.
Like, in the middle of church?
He was talking about
how... He said stupid?
Yeah, he was talking about the lesson from the Bible this week was that...
I'm pretty sure the Bible doesn't say stupid
anywhere.
And
Jesus said, what do you think, I'm stupid?
Well, that's what I mean. Believe it or not, Vinny, I know you didn't intend to, but that was actually a very smart point, is that I expect from a priest, just like you expect from a congressman or a principal,
sure.
or, you know, somebody in some sort of, you know, position, we want to look up to these people.
A little decorum.
A little decorum, a little pomp and circumstance, mm-hmm. if you will. And so what he's trying to say is, if you follow God, if you act the way God's, you know, follow the commandments, you're a good person, you don't need to be somebody who's got 15 degrees. Now, I think that's kind of a dumbing down of what they were trying to say.
Okay.
But what bothered me about the whole thing is that's what he says. He says, so listen, just because I don't got a PhD don't mean I'm stupid. I'm a good, you know, and this is.
And what was the reaction of everybody?
Oh, everybody's laughing. Oh, he's so
really?
Funny. Yeah.
Okay.
He says, now, by the way, please silence your cell phones and don't go, if the person next. Like, what is he, Andrew Dice Clay? I was really put off by this.
That is, yeah, I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot. Now I had to ask you.
On the seventh day, the Lord said, let there be light. And we rested. Like, I couldn't. Who is this guy?
Did you go to a morning mass or an evening mass?
This was an evening mass.
Okay.
I think you're right. It would have been even more obnoxious.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
If it was at 8 o'clock in the morning.
8 o'clock in the morning and someone's screaming, what do you think? I'm stupid. Like, that's
have
what you
ever
come
heard,
here for.
You ever heard someone, you know, talk like that? I thought that was crazy.
I mean, obviously, we talk like that all the time, but we, we
yeah,
are
but,
not held to that standard.
Right. We're a couple of bozos with a radio show.
Right.
So,
I mean, I'm with you. I don't know that. Now, was this a, I'm just trying to get the full backstory. Is this how he always is? Is this why your parents are not?
I guess that's what my mother meant by the fact that he's loud. But like, I don't know that I ever want to go to the church again. So
yeah.
It's something I used to look forward to, visit
right.
home. You go and you see these other people that you would see growing up, mm-hmm. that always went to the church. It's a little community thing.
Right.
And now we get this guy, you know.
Now, did you?
Hey, you guys, what's going on?
See, now normally in a person, you would like that. That is kind of like your thing. You like people.
Yeah, but you know what? There's a difference between the guy at the pizza place and a priest or somebody like that,
so,
you know?
So when you left, usually I know.
Not that I don't hold the guy at the pizza place to a high standard.
I understand.
But there's a difference.
Different standard.
I like a Guido. This guy was just obnoxious.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
When you left, did you stop and talk to him?
Oh,
like,
no.
In
walked
the
right by. Made eye contact and kept walking.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of disrespectful, no?
You're right. That was exactly the intent. That was exactly the
but
intent.
But maybe if you would have stopped and talked to him on a personal level, you may have liked him a little more.
No, I don't think so.
No. Not possible.
No.
Okay.
What
do you think? I'm stupid?
That's what I should have said to him. That's right. Every day we search the hashtag mom, M-O-M, mom, on all of our socials. And we hear from moms, sometimes from dads. We got a lot of dad confessions lately.
Yeah.
Sometimes we hear from kids talking about mom or mom sharing a story of another mom they've talked to.
Sure.
About what it's like being a mom. It's certainly the hardest job that there is. They're pretty darn close.
Absolutely.
That's for sure. Hashtag mom. Send them in. You could hear yours. We do them every morning, 7:20 and 9:20, like this.
Running on Fumes, Pharaoh said, I love fall festivals. I can get lost in the corn maze, and no one judges me for hiding from my kids.
I understand that. And if she's running on Fumes, Pharaoh, my guess is she does not have the Farrah Fawcett cut going.
Probably not.
Probably a little frizzy.
She's running on fumes.
Yeah.
Not happening. Amanda Jenkins said, school sure has improved since I was a kid. My 4-year-old has only been going for a few weeks, and he already knows everything and apparently doesn't need to go anymore.
I'm like a politician.
I know everything. I don't need to go.
That one, of course, was a generic politician impression.
Absolutely.
Keep your letters and comments to yourself.
Abigail Dodger 77 said, currently my toddler is crying because I won't let him hit me with a mop. How's your morning going?
You have a game with Grayson where you hit each other with the end of a toilet paper roll. Well, not a toilet paper, a paper towel roll.
Paper towel roll. Well, you taught us there's this old Italian song.
But you came up with this idea because it references the fact that you call it it's like a flute, like a toot toot.
It's a tootaroo, right?
Yeah.
That's what the song is called.
Yeah, but then you took it a bunch, you chase each other around.
I don't know.
Like it's a fencing match.
We're just having fun with each other.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He's vicious.
It says, don't pop my pauline, and that means booty, so that's what happens, you know?
It's don't slap my couline.
Whatever.
I feel like you just said something really filthy. And I don't speak enough Italian to know for sure.
It's just a fun game we play, okay? Don't judge me.
All right, hashtag mom. Get him in. You might hear him tomorrow, 720, 920, and ideas for sword fighting with your child. All right, a couple things trending this morning. We thought you would love to know. Keep you in the know. Well, this is a nice story. There's a guy from Georgia who rescued a baby squirrel he saw perched on top of a Sonic drive-thru menu board. You know the fast food place?
Yeah.
He decided to take it home, feed it, and raise it as a pet.
Oh, I love that.
I'll take a number two with a sweet tea and tots, and this little squirrel you got on top of your sign.
That's actual audio. Recorded himself rescuing the squirrel.
Aww.
Couple things here. First of all, he sounds like Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, he does a little bit. Yeah.
Get her done.
Secondly, we know that he's a single man. Because if you come home with a pet squirrel, the wife's going to be like, get it out of here.
I don't know. I might be okay if you brought home a pet squirrel.
Well, you're certainly the exception to every rule.
That's
okay?
True.
Well, I guess we get kind of a mini animal stories going on here. Some frogs apparently don't like to be touched. This frog would be one of those frogs.
Okay.
This person was thinking they'd have a cute little video of themselves picking up a frog for TikTok, but this is what happened. Man, that's an angry Kermit right there, huh?
That's a frog?
Kind of sounds like when we cut Rick the Cat's nails.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Matter of fact,
like,
sounds like the kids make the same noise when you try and cut their nails, too.
Wow.
Well, out of nowhere, we have a brand new number one trending Halloween costume for adults. It is Squid Games, or Squid Game. Is Squid Game or Games a plural?
Killing everyone out there was a...
Those who win all six games will receive a handsome cash prize.
Here's what's crazy. It also has just shot to be the number one trending costume for babies, 0 to 3-year-olds.
It doesn't really seem appropriate for a kid.
When I see my little bundle of joy, I want to dress him up like a terrifying K-pop murder show.
Offensive and out of date.
I mentioned we have a little mini animal stories going on here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a video. Someone is filming their dog having his first experience at the veterinarian's office.
Oh, boy.
And the dog upchucks.
Oh, poor guy.
I guess he's not feeling well. That's why they bring him to the vet. Well,
right.
Just walk him away. We're good.
That was a dog?
That was a dog. And what did he throw up? It was a pink adult toy. Right on the rubber mat at the veterinarian's office.
Oh, my gosh. That's so embarrassing.
Probably that dog not a vegetarian.
No.
Clearly mom, not a vegetarian.
No.
Dog's walking by. Woof, woof.
At least he got it up before they did an x-ray.
What's the secret, huh?
That would have been the best. He'd hang that one up in his doghouse.
Yeah.
Remember that 70s show?
Of course.
We get a spinoff coming to Netflix, that 90s show.
Huh.
Kurtwood Smith and Deborah Jo Rupp, if you remember Red and Kitty.
Oh, yes, of course.
Are going to be in this show as grandparents, too. Doesn't look like any of the other original cast, like Ashton or Topher, are going to make their way to this show.
Well, that's a bummer.
Everybody's wearing plaid in that 70s show, and this show, everybody's playing with hacky sacks.
Yeah. They're doing the flannel instead of the plaid.
Yeah. Well, number one movie in America is the new James Bond movie, No Time to Die.
Bond. James Bond.
Made about $50 million over its first opening weekend, but a lot of people thought it was underperforming expectations. They thought it should have been $100 million, but...
I don't think so, and I think the fact that they pushed it back so many times, people are like, the excitement's been lost.
Maybe some of these movie theaters should pivot to being popcorn makers only. They feel like you bring people in for the popcorn because they make it like nobody else can make it. Forget the movie. Just focus on the popcorn.
I agree, but also it still made what you said, $58 million.
Yeah, not bad.
That's no jump change, you know.
If I made $58 million in a weekend, I'd be on the run from the authorities at this very moment.
Like criminal undercover.
New survey from Men's Health magazine: nearly 1 in 3 men, aged 60 and older, say they feel self-conscious about how often they have to pee. 40% of men say that this is true, regardless of age.
To be honest, I think obviously you're your own worst critic. I don't think people are noticing when you're going to the bathroom, right?
This is one of those things where you get the right seat at the bar, or if you're the person that's got the end cubicle,
yeah,
you get to know a lot about the people around you by seeing how often people start walking by.
I guess that's true. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess if you're at work, I would just assume if you're going to the bathroom a lot that you just don't really want to do your work today. So I'm not going to be like, oh, he pees a lot.
There goes Bill. He probably should lay off the caffeine. Well, check this out. There's a woman from Vancouver, Canada, woke up last week to a loud crashing sound. Found a softball-sized meteorite that had blasted a hole through her roof and landed on a pillow right next to her head.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine that? She's now donated it to a science museum at a university. Does this make her a Marvel superhero at this point? You have a meteorite land in your bed?
Probably.
I feel like she's in the, by default, she's in the Fantastic Four. And last, I got to mention this. There's a 19-year-old cat. His name is Gus. You think about in cat years, cat's like 120 years old,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He got dropped off at a humane society in North Carolina.
Oh.
And they were feeling bad that he would probably end his days there at the shelter, because
sure,
if you're bringing your kid to go get a cat, obviously the cat is 19 years old.
Yeah.
That's certainly something you have to think about. Mm-hmm. Well, a family comes in looking for an older cat because they needed a companion for their 101-year-old mother.
Oh.
So they ended up adopting Gus. The two of them have fallen in love.
I love that story.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's so sweet.
I just learned something about myself. I don't mind PDA if it's between two old-timers. Whether it's an old lady and her old cat, or if it's two old bucks walking around the
sure
mall holding hands or something cute about that.
There
I
is
see a couple teenagers, I just want to smack them in the back of the head. But you see a couple old people, you're like, isn't that nice?
I guess.
Isn't that nice?
That is nice. Is that jealousy from, like, not being able to do that when you were a teenager, or?
I don't know. I just see Skyler with his backwards baseball cap. Stop it. Stop it.
Okay.
That's what the engineer is saying every time I bang the microphone.
Uh-huh.
Too.
Stop it.
Au contraire, bonjour.
Tuesday world famous celebrity birthday file. Lara Trump from that whole clan of people. She's 38 today. Kirk Cameron, 51.
From that whole clan of people.
From that whole clan of people. I thought you just meant he was related to Candace from Full House. From the Cameron people. Hugh Jackman, yeah, speaking of Marvel heroes, he's 53. Luciano Pavarotti was born on this date.
Aww.
I know people will often say they wonder what the DJ they're listening to looks like if they don't take the time to go to Facebook or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to picture me, just think of Pavarotti in his monkey suit.
Stop it.
Just picture Pavarotti.
Stop.
You got a pretty good idea.
Okay.
My name is Fat Amy Winehouse.
Today's National Face Your Fears Day, National Farmers Day, National Gumbo Day, and National Savings Day.
Okay. What if you have a fear of saving?
Yeah, just go order yourself a little bowl of gumbo. You'll be all set.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Well, what could possibly go wrong here? What's something you should never do in the buff, in the nude, totally butt naked? Something you should never do without any pants.
See, I can think of a lot of things you should do
while naked.
While naked.
Okay,
but
no. That's
okay.
Not what we're looking for here. Things you should never do naked.
The first thing that comes to mind is exercise. I feel like that could be really bad. You need support, you know?
I suppose that's true. It's just for vanity. I guess if you're in the privacy of your own home, if you want to get on a treadmill, that's up to you.
I guess. I don't know. I think even like the buffest of people are going to jiggle a little bit. No?
Let's think of it. Let's unpack that sentence. When it comes to exercise and nudity, even the buffest of people are going to jiggle a little bit.
You know what I'm saying.
It sounds like a Weird Al song.
I don't know. That's the first thing that came to mind. Obviously, you should never go to work naked. Don't do that.
Yeah, right.
How about take a picture of something that you're going to post on Marketplace, like a reflective mirror? Don't take a picture of a mirror while naked.
Yeah. Why are you writing up a little sales blurb while naked? Because this sort of thing seems to happen all the time. By the way, make sure other people around you are not naked when you're taking a picture that
yes
is going to be used in public. Okay?
That is true. That has happened quite a bit over the past
especially
year
during people being at home during COVID, right?
Yes.
Happen all the time. Something you should never do naked. Maybe you should take a note and not walk by the windows that don't have shades naked. Happened just last week.
I'm in my own home.
Hello, neighbor.
Yeah.
Or get them in any of our boss socials, 1071 The Boss, Facebook, and the rest of the socials. You can also text us or call us, 732-774-4444. Your answers are coming up. It's Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning, 1071 The Boss. You can hit us on any of our socials. You can text us or call us, 732-774-4444. Just underway with this morning's He Said.
She Said.
Something you should never do while naked without any clothing on at all. How would you answer that?
Crystal said, pour a cup of coffee or anything hot.
Yeah, that's a logical answer.
Yeah. Bob said, install fiberglass insulation.
Yeah, no construction. Let's not have any fun with the power tools or the staple gun.
Yeah.
You know, while we don't have any pants.
Owen said, play in the Chuck E. Cheese ball pit.
Oh, my God. Now, some of these are common sense. Some are stupid. Mm-hmm. That would be a felony.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I mean, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, no, plus unsanitary.
Plus unsanitary. Matter of fact, you've been in the Chuck E. Cheese ball pit without any pants, right?
Not on purpose.
Not on purpose.
Not on purpose.
But it did happen to you.
I just got stuck, okay? And they fell down. It's a long story.
We have a lady in the ball pit. Can we please help her out?
Unfortunately, your pants stayed in the ball pit.
Yeah.
Is that not a true story?
Sort of, but we'll go with that.
It's a good thing. I hope you never become really famous because somebody's got surveillance footage of that, okay?
That's only a version of the story. That's not exactly the whole thing. It's a different story for a different day. Jenny and Neptune.
One thing I should never do naked is cook using oil fryer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
That's happened to the best of us, right?
Pop, pop, pop.
I've been wearing a tank top or something while cooking, and if I was completely naked, it would have been much worse.
Yeah, I think the moral answer is you need to go to REI and get some outdoor gear before you stand in front of the fryer.
There you go. Seth and Edison.
Oh, jog. Jog.
Yeah, you need a little protection, a little support. Yep. That's why God made spandex.
I don't think anyone should jog naked.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's a great answer.
I don't really think anyone should jog, to tell you the truth. Something you should never do naked. More of your answers coming up. That's your He Said.
She Said.
It's He Said. She Said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
You can tell a lot about a person the way they answered this question this morning. Some of these are practical, logical. Answers that make perfect sense. Some of them are shocking and offensive. Something you should never do while naked. By the way, follow-up to a fact we brought you just a moment ago. Rochelle, in fact, did not lose her pants at a Chuck E. Cheese ball pit.
No.
It was in a foam pit at the gym.
At the gymnastics, yes, where Lola was going. I couldn't get out.
What's a foam pit?
It's what they do. They put it above the balance beams when they're learning how to do the beams so that if they fall, they're in a foam pit, but they're really deep.
I thought they put those mats down, those padded mats.
No, I mean, they have those too.
What do they call those? There's a name for those.
They're just mats. They're called mats. They're gymnastics mats.
Gymnastics mat.
Yeah.
I remember we had to use those in gym class when I was in school. Mm-hmm. I'm just having a flashback. It would, one kid, I guess, I don't know how you got chosen, but because it was a lousy job, one kid had to lug all of those, and we put them up against the wall, and then for each gym class, you had to lug them over and put them down. And I was always grossed out by them because people would be all sweaty and then land on them. You know?
Yeah, don't go on one of those naked. That's how you get ringworm.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for bringing up ringworm at this time of the morning.
Yeah. Derek said skydive. Ann said, iron your clothes. Found that one out the hard way.
Oh, my God.
Kevin said, swim in a cold pool.
I was in the pool!
Trish and Seeger.
Go on your front lawn.
Yeah. You know what? That's a very practical answer.
That's a very practical answer.
There are laws and ordinances about this sort of thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, we'll keep this going on Facebook all day. It's something you should never do naked. That's your He Said.
She Said.
I had to say it that way once.
Naked.
We'll keep that going on our Facebook at 1071 The Boss all day.